from Jakarta, Indonesia. Here is Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our program through shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, online streaming voanews.id, and RRI Digital Mobile Application. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. From
Hello, listener. Welcome back with me, Ray. In today's edition, we will present some segments for you, starting from news, news across the country, and other interesting information, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listeners, we begin with the news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesia expects East Asia Summit to foster unity amid conflict. Indonesia highlights improved manpower conditions at G20 Brazil. Now the news in detail. Indonesia has expressed... the hope that the East Asia Summit will serve as a regional platform that helps countries strengthen mutual trust and intensify cooperation at a time when the world is plagued with conflict. According to a statement released by her office, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno Marsudi at the 14th East Asia Summit Foreign Affairs Ministerial Meeting in Vientiane, Laos on Saturday, underlined that the Indo-Pacific is and will remain the world's epicenter of growth. However, ongoing conflicts around the globe are hindering nations from tackling common challenges. Retno Marsudi then invited East Asia Summit countries to unite and contribute to efforts to end hostilities in Gaza and Ukraine and ensure peace and stability in the South China Sea as well as the Indo-Pacific. The ministerial meeting on Saturday produced a chairman's statement reaffirming the commitment of East Asia Summit countries to designate as a forum that supports dialogue and cooperation in shared strategic issues with the aim of creating peaceful, stable, and prosperous East Asia. Indonesian Manpower Minister Ida Fauziah spotlighted Indonesia's success in suppressing its open unemployment rate from 5.45% in 2023 to 4.82% in 2024 during a G20 meeting in Brazil. Indonesia will continue to aim for an even lower rate by employing a wide range of measurable and on-point measures, she remarked at the meeting in Fortaleza, Brazil, on Friday, July the 26th, based on her office statement cited on Saturday. Minister Ida Fauziah explained that the measure include enhancing the quality of educational and training activities, boosting investment by easing permit obtaining processes, supporting those in the informal sector of the economy to ascend to the formal sector, and developing a national job market information system. Indonesian Tourism and Creative Economy Minister Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno stated that several tourist attractions have been prepared around Indonesia's new capital city Nusantara to welcome the 79th Independence Day anniversary commemoration ceremony on August 17. Speaking on the sidelines of the Wonderful Indonesia Co-Branding Forum 2 recently, Minister Uno stated that his ministry had developed the Rawan Island in Berau District, East Kalimantan, renowned for its underwater panoramas and coral reefs, as a primary destination. Additionally, the ministry has also prepared Maratua Island, also in Berau District, offering visitors the allure of vibrant marine life and pristine white sandy beaches. Uno expressed readiness to follow President Joko Widodo's plan to relocate his office to the new capital Nusantara on July the 28th. The minister remarked that the government will soon hold the first cabinet meeting in Nusantara in the next few weeks. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken reiterated Washington's concerns over Beijing's action towards Taiwan and its support for Russia's war in Ukraine as he met his Chinese counterpart Wang Yi on Saturday. Blinken, who earlier called out China for escalating maritime tensions with the Philippines, talked extensively with Wang about Taiwan and Beijing's recent provocative action towards the democratically governed island, a senior U.S. State Department official said. Those actions included a simulated blockade during the inauguration of Taiwan President Lai Ching-te. Blinken and Wang agreed to keep making progress on their country's military-to-military ties, but did not discuss nuclear arms control talks, which China has halted in protest over Washington's providing arms to Taiwan. Thousands of firefighters were battling a rapidly growing wildfire in Northern California on Saturday after the blaze more than doubled in size in a 24-hour span. The park fire had burned more than 141,640 hectares, about 144 kilometers north of the state capital city of Sacramento, as of Saturday afternoon, according to the California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection. The fire has destroyed 134 structures, authorities said. Evacuation orders and warnings were issued for multiple communities in several counties. Continued heavy rainfall from Tropical Storm Gemi triggered flash floods in northeast China on the border with North Korea and brought railway disruptions and landslides to other parts of the country. State media reported on Sunday. Two officials, including the deputy mayor of Lianjiang City in Jilin Province, went missing during flood rescue efforts. State broadcaster CCTV said. Citing city authorities, more than 27,000 people in northeast China were evacuated and hundreds of factories suspended operations. Cyclonic winds from Gemi, downgraded from a typhoon, had mostly dissipated by Sunday, but many parts of China remained under alert for flooding risk caused by earlier rains. Remnants of Gemi's vast cloud banks could still dump rain on already waterlogged cities, forecasters warned. Some of the 1.4 million liters of industrial fuel oil inside a sunken Philippine tanker has started to leak into Manila Bay, the Coast Guard said Saturday, calling for a suspension of fishing in the waterway. The empty Terra Nova sank in bad weather in the busy waterway early Thursday, killing one crew member and leaving the country potentially facing its worst oil spill disaster. The oil slick has more than tripled in size from Thursday and is now estimated to stretch between 12 kilometers and 14 kilometers across the bay, which thousands of fishermen and tourism operators rely on for their livelihood. Divers inspected the hull of the vessels on Saturday and saw a minimal leak from the valves. Coast Guard spokesman Rear Admiral Armando Balilo, however, said it was not alarming yet. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijayakasi, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on launching the Indonesian Golden Visa. President Joko Widodo invites world citizens to invest and work in the country. President Joko Widodo officially launched the Indonesian Golden Visa on Thursday in Jakarta. Through this facility, the head of state invites world citizens to invest and work in the country. The Golden Visa is a new form of second home visa that targets international investors and businessmen, global talents, and foreign tourists who meet the criteria. Foreign investors holding the Golden Visa can have a residence permit in Indonesia for 5 to 10 years with certain investment requirements. In his remarks, the president expressed optimism about Indonesia's great potential as a global investment destination. According to the president, Indonesia has good economic growth, maintained political stability, as well as a demographic bonus and abundant natural resources, which make Indonesia a very promising country for global investors and talents. He said all of this will provide a major multiplier effect for the country, starting from capital gains, job opportunities, technology transfer, improving the quality of human resources. The head of state said that the launch of the Golden Visa service aims to provide convenience for foreign citizens to invest and work in Indonesia. He also hopes that this facility can attract more quality investors and global talents. However, the president reminded that this facility is only given to quality tourists who will have an impact on the Indonesian economy. For this reason, he hopes that related officials will be too selective in providing this facility, but not to those not providing benefits for Indonesia. In addition, the president also emphasized the importance of massive socialization of the Indonesian Golden Visa facility in order to reach more investors and global talents. He also asked ambassadors of friendly countries to convey this information to the people in their respective countries. In the launch event, President Joko Widodo directly handed over the Golden Visa to the coach of the Indonesian national football team, a Korean national, Shin Tae-yong. Meanwhile, the Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy, Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, hopes that the Golden Visa policy launched by the president will be able to increase the amount of investment in the tourism sector and the creative economy of Indonesia. According to him, the policy that has been designed since 2022 and has attracted the interest of quite a lot of investors from several countries, including America, Europe, the Middle East, who have started to wonder about the Golden Visa policy to invest in the tourism sector and the creative economy. Minister Sandiaga Uno hopes that this Golden Visa policy can also increase the number of quality tourists so that it will strengthen the tourism sector ecosystem. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll begin today in history with July 28, 1976, the Tangshan earthquake. The Tangshan earthquake occurred on July 28, 1976. This disaster is believed to be the largest earthquake of the 20th century. The epicenter of the earthquake was in Tangshan, People's Republic of China, an industrial city with about 1 million residents. An incredibly loud rumble was heard when the earthquake, with a magnitude of 7.8 on the Richter scale, shook the Tangshan area and its surroundings at 3:42 in the morning. The death toll was more than 242,000 people. More than 160,000 others were recorded as seriously injured. The impact of this earthquake was truly fatal. Cities around the epicenter were destroyed. More than 160,000 families were left homeless. Moving on to July 28, 2010, the crash of AirBlue Flight 202. AirBlue Flight 202 was a scheduled flight by AirBlue from Karachi to Islamabad, Pakistan. The plane crashed near the Margala Mountains. The crash of AirBlue Flight 202 killed all 152 passengers and crew. Let's end today in history with July 28th, World Hepatitis Day. World Hepatitis Day is observed on July 28th every year. World Hepatitis Day aims to raise global awareness of hepatitis B and C diseases and to encourage prevention, diagnosis, and treatment. Around 500 million people worldwide are living with hepatitis B or C. July 28th is taken from the birth date of Professor Baruch Samuel Blumberg, who first discovered the hepatitis B virus. That was today in History of Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in this week's Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listener wherever you are and who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now, let's start answering their letters or emails. First, I would like to reply to an email from Siddhartha Bhattacharj in India. He was listening to our broadcast in German on July 14, 2024 through website voinews.id with CO444. Hello, sir. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. Your email has been forwarded to our German section. Please be patient to the reply. So keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. And thank you. Well, listener, wherever you are, here is a beautiful song just for you. And please enjoy the song.
Sama, tak seperti saat pertama. Aku bilang mungkin pikiranmu saja.
Kamu bilang ku tak peduli, tak seperti pertama kali. Aku bilang janganlah.
Kasih.
You are still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequency 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and also through our website and www.voinews.id. In today's topic, we will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on judo athlete Maharani becomes Indonesian flag bearer at Paris Olympics. Indonesian judo athlete Maria Maharani was chosen as the flag bearer of the red and white flag at the opening ceremony of the 2024 Paris Olympics held on the banks of the Seine River on July 26, 2024. Chairman of the Indonesian Olympic Committee, Raja Sabta Oktohari, in a joint prayer event with the Indonesian team in Paris, France, Tuesday, revealed that Maharani was chosen for a reason. She is a tough woman who is back after Indonesia has been absent for a long time in the judo sport of the Olympics, the last time being in 2012. Meanwhile, Maharani expressed her gratitude for this opportunity and hopes to continue to make Indonesia proud by contributing medals at the 2024 Paris Olympics. The Indonesian Olympic Committee Chairman Raja Sabta Oktohari asked for support and prayers from all Indonesian people for the athletes who are competing in the Paris Olympics so that they can give their best and win medals. The world's largest sporting event brings together 184 participating countries. At least around 10,000 athletes are competing in 329 numbers from 32 sports. Indonesia itself is sending a total of 29 athletes to compete in the 2024 Paris Olympics. This exceeds the total number in the previous Olympics, which was 28 people. However, the largest number of Indonesian representatives was still recorded at the 2004 Athens Olympics with a total of 38 athletes. That was My Indonesia Sunday.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to a letter from Marik Bequero in Uruguay. He was listening to Spanish programs on July 24, 2024 with Sinpo 23121. In his email, Mr. Menrik said he has listened to VOI at 1700 UTC on the 4755 kHz frequency, with some interference at the time inaudible at the general level. After locating them on shortwave and not being able to listen to them, I went to your webpage. I found the topics covered in the broadcast very entertaining. Hello, sir. Thank you so much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. My colleagues from the Spanish section will reply your emails immediately. Thank you so much and keep listening to Voice of Indonesia. And here is a beautiful song just for you.
Banyak yang ku lewati, banyak yang ku alami. Kenanganmu tersimpan di hati. Walau ku harus pergi, walau ku harus berlari, kenanganmu terasa di hati. Saat kau menari dengan tawa, rasa terkesima mulai melebur dalam hati ini. Dan ku telah arungi luas semesta, tapi tak ada yang mengalahkan indah parasmu. We'll
rasa terkesima mulai melebu dalam hati ini, dan ku telah arungi luas semesta, tapi tak ada yang mengalahkan indah parasmu.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on frequencies 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and our website in www.voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we will present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Indonesian Wonder today is featuring Senggiling Beach in the Riau Islands. Senggiling Beach, which is located in Sebong Lagoy, Bintan Regency, is a wonderful marine tourism destination in Riau Islands province. Known as a hidden paradise on Bintan Island, it offers a long coastline with alluring white sand and a stunning natural view. Senggiling Beach is described as a hidden paradise because of its natural beauty that has not been touched by many visitors. With a calm and peaceful atmosphere, Senggiling Beach offers enchanting views and is an ideal place to relax. The stretch of clean and soft white sand makes visitors feel at home walking along the beach while enjoying the gentle breeze. The white sand stretches curved from end to end. At each end, there are large and tall rocks. These rocks are a great photo spot for visitors. The calm clashing waves add a natural and a relaxing impression to anyone who spends time here. The beauty of this beach is even more complete with crystal clear blue sea, making it the perfect location to enjoy the sunrise and sunset views. Senggiling Beach not only offers tranquility, but also provides various interesting activities. One of the favorite activities on this beach is swimming. The clear seawater and relatively calm waves make swimming a very enjoyable and safe activity for everyone, including children. For snorkeling enthusiasts, Senggiling Beach is the right place to explore the beautiful underwater life. The coral reefs are still natural, and diverse tropical fish can be found in the waters around this beach. Enjoying the gentle sea breeze and the sound of the waves can be a natural therapy that refreshes the mind and body. Since Senggiling Beach has not been visited by many, before visiting you must pay attention to several things, such as bringing your own supply of food and water, medicines, other personal needs, and snorkeling equipment for those who will snorkel on this beach. To reach Senggiling Beach, visitors can rent vehicles from the city center of Bintan. That was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder. See you tomorrow at the same time and frequencies.
Before we end our segment, Listener's Mailbag, I will reply to an email from Reginaldo Anunja Chao in Brazil. He was listening to English programs on VOI through frequency 4755 kHz on July 18, 2024, with the SINPO 33333. Hello, sir. Thank you for listening to our broadcast. I'm glad because our broadcast can be heard clearly in your country. As an appreciation, I'll play a beautiful song just for you. And listener, wherever you are, as information, you can access our broadcast Voice of Indonesia through 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and you can watch and listen through our broadcast in our online streaming in voinews.id. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please send them to voilistener@gmail.com. Again, voilisteners@gmail.com. Thank you so much, Voi Listener. You have just listened to the third song. For the next segment, we will present to you Miscellany.
Miscellany Today is featuring Jogja International Kite Festival 2024. The Jogja International Kite Festival 2024 was held on Saturday and Sunday, July the 27th and 28th at the Parangkusumo Beach, Bantul, Yogyakarta. The festival, held by the Indonesian Kite Enthusiast Association Talikama and the Yogyakarta Special Region Tourism Office, presented a number of interesting attractions for visitors during its 2 days of implementation. The festival organizer, Harjuno, explained that Parangkusumo Beach was chosen as the venue because the coastline is 1.5 kilometers long and the length of the shore reaches 200 meters. This year's Kite Festival was attended by more than 55 international kite clubs. Also present were World Kite Championships organizers such as Sawasdee Kachanop, who is the World Sport Kite Champion from Thailand, and Dato' Ibrahim as President of Malaysian Kites. There were 250 participants from 13 countries. According to Harjuno, some of the foreign clubs are participants who often take part in this event. The international clubs that regularly attend every year are from the United States, Malaysia, Japan, Switzerland, Thailand, Singapore, China, Korea, and Taiwan. This festival was also enlivened by collaborative actions by sport kite flyers from different countries. They displayed their sport kite choreography skills accompanied by lively music. In addition, at night, a night flying session is also held with kites equipped with colorful lights and various shapes. The featured programs in this event, such as exhibition, contests, competitions based on kite type categories, and kite fly passes. The International Kite Exhibition featured various types of kites from 35 foreign participants from 13 countries. The kite contest includes several categories, such as traditional, two dimensions, three dimensions, Rokaku Challenge, and Dragon Train. That was Miscellany Today.
Ku mengikuti semua langkahmu. Ini mimpiku, bukan mimpimu. Ku dengar suara hati memanggil.
Jangan mengaku jodohkan langkahmu.
Janganlah berani percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana.
Jangan mengaku nyatakan dirimu.
Pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini caraku, bukan caramu. cibiran kata hanyalah angin berlalu. Aku beranikan diri dengar suara hati
yang mengharungkan.
Janganlah berhenti percaya, engkau pasti akan kesana. Pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ku pasti bisa ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Ini saatnya ubah mimpi jadi nyata. Aku lihat cahaya di sana, kini aku melangkah ke sana. Tak peduli mereka,
of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song by Five Wanita. Five Wanita, or Lima Wanita, an Indonesian female vocal group formed in 2008, consists of Rieka Roslan, Andin, Nina Tamam, Yuni Shahara, and Iga Mawarni. This group was formed because they want to speak out, create and preserve Indonesian culture, one of which is the Indonesian kebaya, or traditional Indonesian blouse. To coincide with the declaration of National Kebaya Day, which fell on July 24, 2024, Lima Wanita released the single Kebaya Indonesia, or Indonesian Kebaya. Created by Rieka Roslan, this song tells about kebaya fashion as national culture and a symbol of the struggle and emancipation of women in Indonesia from time to time. The song release is supported by the Indonesian Women's Congress. It was sung for the first time by Lima Wanita at the first National Kebaya Day event held by the Congress on July 24, 2024 in Jakarta. Listeners, here are Lima Wanita with Kebaya Indonesia.
Kebaya Indonesia, siapa tak terpikat dengan keindahannya? Kebaya Indonesia, anggun berjalan dari masa ke masa. Kebaya Indonesia, pesonamu takkan lekang oleh zaman. Setiap mata memandang selalu terpesona kebaya Indonesia. Kekuatan wanita, warisan budaya.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, thank you for listening to our English program of Voice of Indonesia through shortwave on frequency of 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz. Please give your suggestion and criticism through Facebook fan page The Voice of Indonesia, Instagram account in VOI_official, and also send your email to voilisteners@gmail.com. Again, VOI listeners@gmail.com.